A word for you from Ephesians 5 verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving an example that you should follow in his footsteps. The Birkenhead drill became synonymous with women and children first. The maritime disaster of the Birkenhead popularized the protocol of women and children first, and this became standard evacuation procedure in maritime disasters. When the Titanic sank on the 15th of April, 1912, 1,500 passengers and crew drowned. Only 703 were saved. 651 people were lowered into lifeboats, and an additional 54 who went into water were also saved. For every woman who died on the Titanic, 13 men died. So men died at a rate of 1,300% more than women. Some of the richest men in the world, including billionaires Lord Astor and Guggenheim, went down with the ship. They gave up their seats to women and children of all classes and went down with the ship. The portrayal in the Hollywood Titanic film of third-class passengers being prevented from reaching lifeboats is fiction. There was no class warfare evident in the loading of the lifeboats with women and children first. Some women did choose to stay on board and went down with their husbands. But the plain disparity of 13 times more men drowning in the Titanic for every woman who was lost makes clear that most of the men on the Titanic adhered to the Birkenhead drill. But the consequences of modern egalitarianism has been seen in recent maritime disasters. Over 4,000 people, mostly women and children, died in the horrific ferry sinking in the Philippines in 1987. Unlike the Titanic, most of the survivors of this Philippines ferry disaster were men. Again, in 1996, a boat sank off the shores of Indonesia. Like the Titanic, the ship had been inadequately equipped with lifeboats. But unlike the Titanic, the men received preferential lifeboat treatment ahead of the women and children. The Islamic culture of Indonesia prevailed, and women died that men should live. It was men first. When it came to the sinking of the ferry boat Estonia in the Baltic, almost all of the survivors were men. When questioned why they hadn't helped the women and children to be saved, survivors quoted, "Hey, it's survival of the fittest. It was every man for himself. If women want equality so much, they've got it." Interestingly enough, feminists at the time in 1912 actually complained that the women on the Titanic were wrong to have accepted seats on the lifeboats from the men. Why should women be given preferential treatment, they asked. Well, the answer is found in the Bible. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. For 2,000 years, this principle has guided Christian civilization. The groom dies for the bride. The strong suffers for the weak. The highest expression of love is to give your life for another. Women should be respected and protected.